Welcome to Back and Forth, a brand new podcast series from the people behind District Magazine. We ask artists to join us for a chat about their first ever track and their most recent release. On this pilot episode, we talk to Dublin rapper Mango ahead of his Wheel Up EP launch this Thursday, the 7th of December. Mango started out his career as 1/7 of the hip-hop collective The Animators. The first track he talks us through is Marvelous, one of the first songs he released with the group. And just for clarity, Mango switches between both names during the interview, but Fogo and Mathman are the same person, Mango's current producer.
I've been writing since I was 14, kind of like actually telling people I am a rapper and going for gigs since I was like 19. So I was about 22. So about 3 years of taking it serious and then 8 years of actually saying I should probably write rap music. I started rapping first, my mom was all like, you know, pronunciate your words and all this kind of stuff. And I kind of was like agreeing with it to a point because it was like, and to a degree that kind of helped that music at the time because people weren't really receptive of Irish hip hop and they heard very heavy Dublin accents, they were not with it. So I guess like probably like I lightened my voice, I didn't like let myself be like deep and hell yeah and all that stuff. So, but I think, you know, I probably would have just been a bit more myself. Tone wise, I think the lyrics are just lyrics, you know what I mean? So it was just a bit of crack. This was one of the first tracks that we did together as the group. Before that, it was kind of like I don't have the records. They're all on like other people's laptops or other people's computers. So this is like the first one we released with like a video and stuff like that. So I'd consider this like the first kind of proper one. There was another one, but I think it was deleted off the internet. So I don't have a copy of it or whatever. We released that. And then we were like, oh, this is great. And we got all this buzz. And then we went, fuck, we don't have an album. So we were getting booked and we only had like a couple of handful of tunes. So we actually released an EP beforehand and then the album came out. So this tune was cooking for ages to a point that I was actually getting really sick about playing it live because we were just like, this is 2012 and it was 2014. And some people, it was only fresh because it had come out of the album. But yeah, it would have been one of the first ones we did. This is the first track that Fogo sent to the Animators. So we were making kind of tunes and playing them live or whatever like that. And then we met him at the Lyricist Lounge in the Grafton Lounge, which used to be a Sunday night regular thing. He was just doing beat battles and he just got in contact with us. He says, you know, can we get some beats off you? Because the beats we were doing at the time were pretty shite. And this was in the first group of beats that he gave us. Richie wrote a hook. And then we all just kind of did our thing on it. So this is actually the first track that me and Mathman ever worked together on. Like this went really well. Like this tune got us onto like the telly. We were playing on like the Saturday Night Show. Brendan O'Connor, the Cork fella. Yes. I was getting mixed up with the Tiny Man from Finglas, or Town, or whatever his name is. So he was like, oh, this is brilliant. So we got us on to do this live. We were on like, I think 90FM used this as like the background to their breakfast show. We were recording the Sticks near Kells, near Navan. Richie's man that moved him out of Blanchestown, and the kind of whole deal was that when they moved him out, they gave him a room for a recording studio, which is basically a room you smoke like crazy amounts of weed in. But he converted his hot press into a recording booth, so it was like a big like he built his own computer and all, so it was like a lot of like, it was basically a very, very good studio just in the back of someone's gaff. So we recorded it up there. We didn't go to a studio. I'm sure with Fogo, the beat was made in the laptop. But it was recorded like properly. And it was actually, the whole album was mastered by Mark McCabe of Maniac 2000 fame. Did a great job. So yeah, no, we took it serious enough. Like, we recorded it 2011. And then we had like such trouble with the video director that I had to come out and like, it was supposed to be like a Christmas thing because it was like the video was done on Grafton Street during like all the Christmas lights and all that, but we ended up like releasing it in January when there was no point to it. Your man just walked us up and down Grafton Street and we ended up giving like €400 like for no reason. And then a lot of like locked young ones just like were like, hey, he's filming a fucking video, boys. Like, yeah, get in there. So they were all drinking vodka out our hose bottles and stuff. So, and I have a terrible haircut in the video as well. It's fucking terrible. there was a big fucking kickoff. Eventually it was coming to a head a lot, so basically I was like the mammy of the group. So every other week somebody would be like, oh fuck this, I'm out, I've got a kid, or I've got a job, or I can do my solo album. And I would always say to the lads, come back, and eventually I'd sweeten it out. And it was just a case of three of us doing a lot of work, and three or four of us doing a lot of work and other people not. Excuse me. And eventually just came to a head one day. You know, people are late for, we're in the Grand Social, we're in the green room downstairs, and we were at after the gig was okay, and something smart was said, like, yeah, I need me money, I need to go, or somebody was just getting a bit fresh, and it just, everybody just kicked off on each other. I'm cool with all the lads. I don't talk to two of them anymore, just because they're just not in my life or whatever. So I've been working with Matt Man. Smokey actually lives with my board, so I do see him regularly enough. And then, you know, Classwatch kind of just went back to working and doing his thing. So, yeah, I don't really see the lads that much anymore. So, this is a track from my first album with the Animators. It's called Marvelous.
Look at house cop, put him in a mouse trap. Keep that trap strapped short. What a sad face, need a cup of tea, a hook. Buggled, wobbled, rhyme for the better good. That's a shame, shook, shudder. From a snuffed up gutter, kale or the butter. Mush, gush, make a tans from a splush. Stairway to heaven, on through the outdoors. It's zapping, Led Zeppelin. In a spacesuit wondering, what takeaway I'm getting. The greatest show on air, cheer out the Charlie Heston. Presto, Preston, Bester in snakes, pelicans. Aurora Borealis, no shoot, that's enough proof, don't snoop. He looked at me and his whole face drooped. Gets put on quicker than Crash Bandicoot. Marvelous, everybody says that's true. 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 Marvelous, everybody says that's true.
On the chip shop champion, tip top tracks, I'm on hip hop valley, I'm put you out like Bambi's mom, or Bambi's mad. Maybe I'm not mad like that, maybe I'm a little bit la-di-da. All I do is wreck the rhythm, keep your skepticism. I love Big Mac, I'm messing with the metric system. 100 miles I'm running, just pumping runs and loving. You're coming for the lines I'm bumping. At least you're trying something, señorita. Hola, showing areola. Top of a Malibu with some cola. Cuba Libre, kick down my highball. Shano's getting messy, drinking cans down the white wall. Like I care, shoulda, woulda, good times. Adolescent goodbye, get dough like the good times. So fuck you, and your recession. It's a bit of a mess and I'll never learn my lesson.
Marvelous, everybody says that's true. 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 Marvelous, everybody says that's true.
Fanfare's blazing, marks the return of the renegade. March on the city like I own in the levitate. Mind out of body, I refuse to be boxed in. Watch how I autopilot people and zone in. Rain wave, great take, trackless is monstrous. I suggested and just tapped your subconscious. Be cautious of people who read too much. Stay by themselves and never come to bleach too much. We the undetermined factors, country like tractors. Unbiased, talented and simply amazing. Or is the master of patiently waiting. ECG, my blood pressure's raising, chest pain, back of an ambulance drama. Not knowing if I'm coming home, Osama bin Rabbit. Found my mojo was lacking, so back to the noise to encourage a reaction.
Marvelous, everybody says that's true. 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 Marvelous, everybody says that's true.
We'll be right back.
It's been 5 years and Mango's now gone solo with Mathman on production. His voice is deeper, his sound is darker, and he's gravitated away from hip-hop and towards grime.
I forgot about this tune. I was like, oh, what are we doing? What are you saying? I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I refixed the beat because I actually didn't rap on this actual beat. He put another beat underneath this. What do you think about that? And I said, that sounds fucking 10 times better. So, I think when I wrote this, I was really fucking angry. A few people in my life who were acting funny, do you know what I mean? And that's like the first thing you'll hear when a fight kicks off. He's like, what are you saying? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the first thing you'll hear, so I think people will really kind of click with that.
Better watch that lip, like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit, like, what are you saying?
I've been into grime, like, really early on, because, like, and it's one thing that me and Fogo, like, me and Mathman really like. It's very iconic and very kind of seminal album to us, his original Pirate Material, and that just kind of like started off something for me to kind of go, do you know what, guys who aren't in, you know, Queens or aren't in fucking Compton can rap as well and do it in a weird quirky way where they don't have to be anything but just a bloke. So I think from listening to that as a young age, I was very naturalized to English rap music and I was very into it. And especially when I was so into Mike Skinner and him bringing through Kano, and then through Kano I found so many other people. I think it's amazing what's happening now, like seeing Stormzy in the Olympia and every young fella wearing fucking Adidas and wearing all this stuff, like even the rich kids wearing all this stuff, like because they want to be into English rap. I used to play English rap at house parties years ago and told, what is this shit, turn it off. We were always into that stuff, we were always into grime, we were always into garage and UK bass music and stuff like that. But I think what we were making with that was, it was a culmination of everything that we're into. So I was into hip hop, I was into classic hip hop, and so was Fogo, and so was everybody there. I think that's something we all met in the middle of what we liked, what we could all make. But after the Animators broke up, we were like, well, there's no point in doing the same thing twice. So we just kind of moved it up and kind of did more grime stuff, because I think we were just always been into it. Like even on the first EP that we released, there was a solo track of mine which is grime rapping, and nobody done that, and the other lads didn't get on that because they just didn't understand how to rhyme to just like do grime rhythms and those kind of rhymes. So I think when we started off, me and Fogo wanted a kind of a fresher start, so that's why we do what we do now. I think like one thing definitely with the Animators is I didn't want to box myself into one sound, do you know what I mean? So that'll be, see, everybody's heard like three records off being most of them, and especially with grime, it's very aggressive, it's very macho, it's fucking all this willy wave and shit, you know. So you kind of have to deal with that to an extent. There's other stuff in the album sounds nothing like this, but yet doesn't seem odd beside it, if you know what I mean. It's hard to describe. I think I've definitely found who I am more, and I've definitely been more comfortable with who I am, because writing this album's taken 2 years for me to go, okay, I don't want to write on hip-hop, or I don't want to write on this. So I've had to find out who I am, and now I've found the kind of pockets and what I want to talk about and the flows I want to get into. So yeah, I've kind of found me. I don't think that darker, aggressive sound is what people should think of when they think of my music, because I think anybody who knows me or meets me wouldn't be like, you walked around fucking starting fights and headbutting people, you know, because I'm literally the opposite of that, you know what I mean? You usually see me with a point in my hand saying, Elio, what's the story? I know what it was in the Animators, and I know now. I sound older, and I can definitely hear the cigarettes working the tree on my throat already. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It's still me, do you know what I mean? Like, and that's what kind of the bad thing about the Animators was, if there was very few, was I was boxed in of not being able to like express this part of my life, do you know? Because I probably would have made a lot more of this music back when I was in the Animators, but because everybody was like, no, it's positive stuff, and you know, upbeat stuff, so I kept to that, where probably at the time, you know, mates of mine getting involved with whatever, you know what I mean? So I could have written stories that I've probably forgotten now. So it's kind of weird to be like, well, now I'm doing it. I think the tricks I learned in my old group and the performances we did like every other week really helped me, because we used to play a lot in the Sugar Club, and if you've been in the Sugar Club, everybody's sitting down, and nobody wants to be the first one out on the front. So to be very good is to get people to get up off like fucking sofas to come down and dance to Irish hip hop, which is mortifying for most people when you're the sport act and they've only had like one pint and it's like half eight. So doing that now live it's crazy seeing the reaction I'm getting. Like, I actually am like blown away with it. I was walking by that JD Sports today when Bugsy Malone was doing an in-store, and some Elvin comes up to me. She's like, "Who's that in there?" And I says, "Oh, it's Bugsy Malone, he's a rapper." She goes, "Is he from Ireland?" "No." "What song does he sing?" And I was like, "Oh man, that's what I'm against." Do you know what I mean? That's what you're up against, just people being pure ignorant of that. And I mean, a lot of our media not focusing on rap music when obviously there's so many kids into it. You look at Longitude, you look at the lineup on Friday, there's an huge appetite for it, and it's not being addressed. And I think if we were treated the same way as people with guitars or techno DJs, we'd be making mincemeat, you know what I mean? The Irish scene is great, but it is always a couple of years behind, and I just hope that I'll survive it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you get older, and like, I mean, I've been doing this quite a while, and I've been involved most of my life, and I've probably given up probably steadier jobs and, you know, relationships for it, because I really believed that I really was who I was to the core of me. I hope that I can still be there, or I can inspire somebody who really does go on and make it. So I don't know, I suppose it's that human condition of wanting a legacy, or wanting to leave something, or to make it to a certain plateau, like some goal in your head that you've never really kind of set for yourself. This is my latest single I released last year, called What Are You Saying? And it's off my forthcoming album, Casual Work.
Yeah. A lot of people chatting grease, man. Forgot who the fuck I am. Yeah, I'm one of some people. Yeah. Been down and I've been now. I put the work in and I'm him now. So the bins out, got rid of that old shit. Leaner and meaner, and everyone knows it. Three scars in my stomach, cause I've been there and I've done it. So if you're gonna do what you said you're gonna do, no, you would've already done it. All talk and no action, sounding off like a klaxon. Break it down like a fraction, till I go in to see them attracting. Like, nah, I'm not fucking with you. I'm good with these hands, I go good in the boot. Keep running that mouth and I pull up on you like they pull up my tunes. Like, better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit? Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. What are you saying? Told you to watch that lip. Now, what are you saying? Better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit? Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. Like, what are you saying? I told you to watch that lip. Now, what are you saying? Lads drop out trends, I don't care about. Clap tracks, you used to wear them out. No one the best dressed rapper in the city. You should see what the fuck mine girl was wearing now. No comparing now. My new tunes, your crew's blaring now. They bite my style and they ride my hype, cause I get Dublin crowns Larry now. Fuck a rap, I'll tear it down. Big man DM your whereabouts. Just pull up and stare them down with a smile on my channel like I dare to clown. You're like the wordy now. What am I scared of you now? Wasn't getting that boy before. I think you lot are faker than a truck, yeah, the fairy hell. Better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit? Come on. Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. Like, what are you saying? Told you to watch that lip. Now, what are you saying? Better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit? Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. Like, what are you saying? I told you to watch that lip. Now what are you saying? Back once again, it's that redheaded regular. Don't pretend you forget what I said to you. Took the knives out of my back, next time do better, yeah. This a nice little learner. For the cognac drinking, we burner. Just like a dad, do a burner. For the beat you like, I'm a turner. Don't be stupid, man. Who are you fooling, man? I go through your mind, your shots come right back, the boomerangs. Killers with the last name, man. Mafia, hooligan, gang. We eat right and keep tight, blunt runs thick in my clan, man. Better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? Wanna talk that shit? Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. What are you saying? Told you to watch that lip. Now, what are you saying? Better watch that lip. Like, what are you saying? My God, talk that shit. Like, what are you saying? And I'll pop up quick. Like, what are you saying? I told you to watch that lip. Now, what are you saying?
Yeah, keep the head down, keep them lips shut. Things won't get active. Yeah, mind go, my man, doing it.
Big thanks to Mango and Mathman. You've been listening to Back and Forth from District Magazine. We have a full 6-episode series coming in 2018, so stay tuned.